Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everybody doing? How's everybody's week going? I hope everyone's week is going very well. If it's not, hopefully the remainder of this week goes well for you. So I put that in positive affirmations right now. So I declare upon you and everyone that's listening and myself that we're going to have an outstanding day and an outstanding rest of the week, full of positivity and great resolutions to either a problem or not even a problem, just great resolutions for any problems that occur. Okay, so we're currently in our second day of the lovely heat wave that we're going through this week. I mean, the forecast is literally calling for the rest of this week. I mean, probably clear across until Monday of next week for us to be in the 90s. So it's utterly, to me, ridiculous. But it's summer. What can you say? My seasons that I really like is like spring and fall, where it's just right in the middle, and I don't have to be hot all the time. You know, because really, truthfully, you know, I mean, it sounds nasty, but every time I step outside, I don't have to necessarily start sweating out of my face. It's my back is the first reaction to overly heated or even just remotely a slight activity that is causing me to sweat. You know, I've been dealing with that since I was a child, actually. So, I mean, I noticed it the most when I was actually with my first job. And for most of you who know me, you know my first job was Popeyes. So that was my first job as a teenager. You know, everyone always gets into retail or fast food as their first job. So I noticed it the most around that time that, you know, my back is the normal indicator of, it's, you know, I'm getting hot. So, I mean, I could really just be probably standing, not doing anything. And, you know, just the atmosphere can cause me to have that reaction. So yesterday, it was just like that. I spent 15 minutes outside, really walking up and down the sidewalk in front of my building because I was on the phone with my significant other. But no, my boyfriend at the time, and I'm just like, wow, my back is like confused, sweating. But it's all right. We're in this heat wave, and it'll be over soon. Just stay indoors, stay hydrated, drink a lot of water as you can. If you don't like water, but drink something that will hydrate you and keep your electrolytes up and running. So, you know, some Propel water, you know, some Gatorade, something. You know, if you're sweating, keep yourself hydrated. So it's very, very, very much so important. And back to some tips. So, guys, listen, right, I have a lot, not even a lot, I have a few people around me that are in need of prayer. And I say this because everyone needs some assistance somewhere. You know, you just can't offer kind words sometimes. Those kind words need to say, hey, listen, I see you're in this situation, and I can't help you, but what I can do for you is send a prayer up for you. Those simple words right there will brighten up anybody's day besides the words please and thank you and you're welcome and you're beautiful. Besides those type of words of I love you, just telling someone that, listen, I can't financially be there for you or I can't be your companion at this time. However, I have one more thing that I can do for you, and that is to pray for you. So if you're not into that type of stuff, that's quite all right. You know, show your friend or your coworker or your employee or your significant other ways that you can show them that you're there for them and you support them. You know, there's a few of my coworkers that are truly going through some things, and they're just in need of some support. So my first coworker that, you know, if you guys are, you know, praying type of folks, if you could pray for my coworker Dominic, pray for my supervisor Paul, pray for my other supervisor Dennis. His mother and his wife are definitely going through some life-changing, health detrimental things, and he just needs strength and support. So if everyone can go ahead and set a prayer up. Set a prayer up for my dad and for his mom. For his mom is back in the hospital. She's been in and out. And, you know, he's going through what he's going through, and that's cancer. Okay, so you guys that already have been following me enough know my dad's currently coming out of that cancer situation. They're not seeing anything else in him that's resulting in cancer. He just set a prayer up for him and his mom. Also, you guys set a prayer up for me, my older sister, and my significant other, Jason. That's his name. I've not ever said his name, but that's his name. Said a prayer up for him. So I appreciate you guys. If you just really pray for all of us to have many blessings, stay with strength and positivity, and really just be able to get through all of our situations. You know, life really throws some severe curveballs, and you just have to really learn how to work through those curveballs, because before you know it, it'll be over, and you're going to be like, wow, how did I even remotely get through that? But you will end up being a very relatable person in the event someone else goes through the same thing you went through, you know, but it might not be the same outcome. Just keep that in mind. You know, when people are going through what they're going through, and you feel that you have gone through it too, and your situation panned out better for you than it's doing for your friend or whomever, sometimes their situation is not going to end the same way as yours. So you just have to, you know, give them tips and advice, but however, let them know, just because I went through that, what might work for me may not work for you. Once again, I'll say this one more time. If you're going to be giving relatable advice or opinions, just let that person know, what might work for me may not work for you. You know, some people just want to feel supported. Some people just want to feel like what they're thinking and what they're doing is approvable. Now, the whole thing is society is so against a lot of things that when you go to try to vent and rant on and tell someone what you've been thinking and what you've been doing and or what you did, they might not be with you on your decision or your actions. So just keep that in mind. Sometimes, you know, you might have to not be able to tell someone something because of the fact that you don't know the kind of reaction that they're going to give you. Now, if you could really fully trust this person and be able to tell them, hey, listen, I did this, or I'm thinking this, or, you know, what do you think about this? You know, and they give you a bad reaction to it. So depending on what it is, and I'm going to say that as to cover my own self, depending on what it is, whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, hopefully it's something positive, whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, and someone gives a negative reaction to it, try not to fully think about their reaction to it, because they might be just trying to downplay the fact that you want to be positive to the world or to yourself or to someone significant. So, you know, just really go by your gut instincts sometimes. It really takes that time for you to just really go by what you're feeling and not really think about what anyone else thinks. It's really hard to do that, I know, sometimes because you value some of your friends' opinions. However, if you go your whole life thinking and doing what everyone else is saying and telling not to do or what to do, you're just not going to live a life of you. You're going to live a life of someone else. So just keep all that in mind. And you probably already know this, but, you know, just keep all that in mind when you're going your day-to-day and you're trying to make your decisions. But also, set a prayer up to God and say, hey, listen, this is what I'm thinking about doing. What do you think about it? You know, you might not get an answer right then and there, and that might just mean, that's not your time to make that decision. So, you know, just give it some time. Sometimes, you know, but if this is something you have to answer to right away, it's understandable. This whole world is like an on-demand type situation, so it's truly understandable that you have to make that decision right away. You know, just really hope for the best and pray for the best that this decision really, really works in your favor. So I'm sending prayers up to everyone out there that is in need of prayers, especially if you need guidance, you need positivity, you need favor, you need blessings, whatever you need. Sending it up right now to God so that way we all can get the guidance and assistance and the love and approval. Hopefully on the road as always. Good enough. But today, my dad is up from Georgia, of course, because his mom is in the hospital, but he's up for a couple of days. Tomorrow is his birthday, so everyone wish my dad a happy birthday, even if you don't really know where to wish a happy birthday at. But you can follow me on Instagram. You'll see me probably post pictures later on in the day of me and my dad. At Stewie Chewy, that's S-T-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. So after I'm done at work and I go to the gym, work off some calories, I'm going to go ahead and go see my dad, hang out with him for a few. So that's why I figured to do a show this morning versus later on tonight, because of the fact that I don't know exactly what time I'm going to be getting home, and I don't want to have to be all late trying to give you guys a show And but I've really been increasing my shows lately because I'm actually having time, of course. You know, it was very important to me, and I apologize that I lost some of you. But it's okay, because we're going to continue on what I've been doing, because of now the fact that it's available time now. So once again, I'm like the only one running the show. But, you know, it's really cool and awesome. So like, every time I talk about it to my boyfriend, you know, he's like, oh, I can't wait to be on your show and really just be your co-partner in your show. So, I mean, it's really supportive from him, and I appreciate that. You know, I've been doing the show for over a year now, and it's, you know, he hasn't been on it yet because of his own schedule. However, I think what it more so is, I'd rather him be on an actual radio show. This is just my blog show, just to tell you guys what's up, and interview important people, becoming new starters, or just people that are special in the community right now. I haven't even been able to get interviews solidified, and I have to do that before this year is out. It's so important. But once again, it's a work in progress. Everything is a work in progress, you guys. And I thank you for being so patient. But back to what I was saying. I mean, that's really what's important, right? Getting you guys good news and tips and advice on how to build your image up. All that's important. But, you know, that's why I said these next few shows is going to be about that image building process that is so important to the community on how they see you for your business. So, once again, we have to give the community our most perceived images. And it's not a fake image. I've said this multiple times, guys. You're not giving a fake image. You're giving what you want them to see you as and for and remember you for. So that's all important. So it's like your mission, just like you're giving your mission statement through your image. Just think about it like that. I'm giving my mission statement of my company through my image. And it's very much so important. That's the only way you can actually keep business partners, too. Like, they need to see how you carry yourself is how you're going to carry your company. All that is important, and especially in partnering with someone. So, those, you know, just really, really, really be very, very cautious of that when you're out and about. You know, don't be a business person that spills the beans too much. You know, I've noticed some people are not into that. You know, they don't like the fact that some of their tips or some of their products or, you know, some of their conversations are being leaked to the public. You know, it's understandable that you don't want certain things to be told to the public and or another business partner. So just be careful with that. Some business partners don't like that. You just have to be careful. A lot of people are not fully trained on how to be a leader. And you have to be cautious of those things because you don't want to lose some people. And some people will actually look at that like, oh, that's great to know. You're so informative. But little is that. That's not good for, you know, certain things. So, you know, some people look at it, oh, you're very informative. And some leaders are just not as informative as they should be. So, I know I talked about this in my last show, but I just wanted to reiterate it again for you all because you have to really think about that consistently sometimes when you're about to share information. Is it good information that you're sharing? Who are you sharing it to? It's like gossip. You got to be careful. So, as you guys can hear, we're coming to the last couple of minutes of the show. And once again, you know, I'll be back over the weekend to give you more tips on my journey, what's going on with me. I am now underneath a personal trainer, which is really, really good with the pricing. I'm, like, so excited about that. But I am so serious about my weight loss. I am funny. You know, because I finally got to my plateau where I know exactly how to handle my body. I'm so excited. So I can't wait to, like, give you guys the ultimate reveal of what's going on. So, once again, you guys can email me at my business email address, foryourimagellc@gmail.com. And you can follow me on my Instagram at SueyChewy, SueyChewy. Stay connected with me, you guys. Even if you don't listen to the show often, that's fine. Stay connected with me so you can see my journey and how everything is a progress. It's not instant. It's a progress. You know, especially if you have someone that's bred of endless amounts of money overflowing in your bank account, but pray for it. It might actually happen. So, but, you know, everything is a process, not overnight for sure. Okay, so everybody trying to have a great day and great days for the rest of the week. Plan your weekend accordingly. and have fun and try to smile through all the crap that is going on. You guys stay blessed out there, and I'll talk to you soon.